From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. There's been a change at the top of the Department of Veterans Affairs. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Eric Shinseki resigned today.
Shinseki was under increasing pressure to step down, with members of Congress from both sides of the aisle saying he should resign. Then came a preliminary internal review of problems with scheduling medical appointments within the VA system. That review found serious problems system-wide. Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat from Illinois and a veteran herself, says it will be good to get fresh eyes on the VA's issues.
I really hope now that he has step aside that those of us here in Congress can work together in a bipartisan way to refocus back on what do we need to do to support VA so that it can care for her veterans.
White House spokesman Jay Carney echoed that sentiment, saying he hoped this could bring the parties together. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Another shoe is dropped in the ongoing saga into the ownership of the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. The NBA announcing today it has canceled its scheduled June 3rd hearing to consider Donald Sterling's ownership of the team, saying the team will be sold to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. The league in a statement announced it has resolved its dispute over the ownership of the franchise with Shelley Sterling and the Sterling Family Trust, which yesterday reached a deal to sell the team to Ballmer for $2 billion. In a statement today, Shelley Sterling and the Trust agreed not to sue the league.